Early returns from Ukraine's parliamentary elections show the ruling party on track to retain control of the government. The vote marks a victory for Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, but the election came with heavy criticism from some European monitors who say the opposition didn't get a fair chance in the campaign because of government abuses. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
The ruling party, known as the Party of Regions, is projected to win more than half the seats in Ukraine's 450-member parliament. As he cast his own ballot yesterday, President Yanukovych hailed the election as a step toward greater democracy.
Сьогодні Україна впевнено стала на шлях демократії.
But as the votes were being counted, observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said the election was actually a reversal of democratic progress in Ukraine. The observers charged that the ruling party illegally used government resources to promote its candidates, and it said the opposition was denied fair access to the media. Other monitoring groups were more positive, including the European Academy for Elections Observation, which said the vote was in compliance with democratic norms. Congressman David Dreyer, a California Republican, observed the election on behalf of the International Republican Institute. He says the most glaring issue is that opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko is in prison. She was jailed on what the U.S. and European Union have said was a politically motivated prosecution.
Whatever the view of Yulia Tymoshenko is, I think that there is a broad consensus here in the country and in the international community that when someone is a political adversary, to resort to that kind of charge and imprison them, it's not a positive indication of the development of a strong representative democracy.
Tymoshenko's Fatherland Party is projected to come in second, just ahead of the communists, who generally vote with the ruling party. A lot of attention went to the Udar, or Punch Party, led by WBC world heavyweight boxing champion Vitali Klitschko. Although he tends to overuse boxing and fighting metaphors in his speeches, Klitschko has come out strongly in favor of European integration for Ukraine, as opposed to a greater orientation toward Russia.
Ukraine is European countries with European politics, with European rules. We can do that.
Klitschko has said he will not ally himself with the ruling party, but it's not clear whether he's willing to form a coalition with the main opposition group. One theme that kept coming up in polling before the election was that many voters feel alienated from the political process. This is Irina Bekeshkina, director of a Kiev think tank called the Democratic Initiative Foundation. Before the vote, her group predicted a low turnout because of voter disillusionment.
People are disappointed in the possibility to change the situation as a result of elections, disappointed in politics and politicians, and this is why the threshold we expect to be lower than before.
Election officials say the turnout was around 45%, about average for Ukraine. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.